So we have this great feast day in the church today, the exaltation of the Holy Cross. To exalt something means to celebrate it, to lift it up. And so we're celebrating, we're exalting the cross, the instrument on which Jesus died has now become the means, the way of our salvation. And just the history of this feast, well, we heard in the second reading that God greatly exalted him. And Jesus tells us also in John's gospel, we had the gospel today from John, also in there, Jesus says, when I'm lifted up, it will be my glory. When I'm lifted up, then everyone will come to me. So there was this expectation of Jesus being exalted. And St. Paul had this wonderful, this praise of God being exalted. But in the year 325, so about 300 years after Jesus died, a lady named Helena, who is now St. Helena, was living in Rome. And she went to Jerusalem, where the crucifixion took place. And she discovered the actual wood, the cross that Jesus died on. She found it. It was buried under all of these rocks, under all these stones. And so it was in 325 that she found this wood, and she brought it back to Rome, because that was the center of the church. And they began this great celebration. And then her son Constantine, who was the emperor, went to Jerusalem, and he built a church over the place where they found the cross. And if you ever have the chance to travel to Jerusalem, you can go to that place. You can go to the very location where the crucifixion took place. They built a beautiful church over it. And we go there and we celebrate, because what with our eyes looks like something horrible and terrible, but because God loves us so much, he took the worst possible thing and made it the best. And this is why we celebrate this feast day today. Because it gives us hope. Some days we have bad days. Some days things don't go the way we wish they would. Sometimes we don't get our way and we want to pout. In the first reading, we heard about that. The Israelites were traveling through the desert, and they didn't like the way things were, so they started to complain. I'm sure none of us have ever complained because we didn't get our way. And so they were complaining, and then they felt the punishment. Because they complained, they separated themselves from God. But God used that separation and changed it to help them be saved. So God took what was a bad situation and made it a place of salvation. And this is what God always does, if we allow him. And what St. John said in the gospel, for those who believe in him. You know, as Christians, as disciples, we believe in Jesus. We don't just believe that Jesus existed. We believe in him. And that's a distinction that's very important. I can believe that water is wet, but when I dive into the water, I believe in the water. I'm fully immersed. It has impacted my entire life. And so when I say I believe in Jesus, that it changes my whole life. It's not just I believe that he existed, I believe that he is God, I believe that he died to save me from my sins. But when I believe in him, my whole life changes. Like maybe you have a favorite teacher, that you believe in them, and that because you listen to what they tell you in class, your whole life changes. You get a new perspective on the subject and just on school in general. Maybe you play sports and you're a coach. You don't just believe what they tell you will help you be a better player, but when you follow what they teach you, when you believe in them, then you become a better player. Your team is better. So we have this understanding of believing in Jesus, so that when things don't go my way, when things aren't the way I expect them to, I can turn to Jesus and ask him to make it better. Ask him to help me see it the way that he sees things. Because we are selfish. We are preoccupied with ourselves. And as we follow Jesus, he changes our hearts. So we don't stay as selfish. We don't stay as grumpy and complaining and mean. We don't always grumble and bully and fight. But our hearts can really change. And we can see each other with the eyes of Jesus. And we can love each other and want what's best for each other. Even if it means I don't always get what I want, I desire, I hope that my friends, my classmates, my family gets what's best for them. And this is what the cross teaches us. And this is why it's so important for the cross to be in the center of our life, right? The cross is in the center of our church. And to look at the cross, we have to raise our eyes, because it keeps our eyes focused on heaven. It keeps our eyes focused on Jesus. Because if we keep our eyes just on the ground, on things that are low, it's easy to be selfish. But when we use our eyes to look up to the cross, we can raise our hearts as well. As we move our eyes, we can ask Jesus to move our hearts to see the things of heaven, to see things the way that he sees them. And so this is a great day of rejoicing, because something that was so bad has become the greatest thing ever. God loves you so much that this is what he did for you. You know, you might sometimes doubt, especially our older students, who you are, what your value is, what your worth is. You might look to each other or to other people to validate yourself. Again, when you're confused, when you're doubting, when you're having bad days, just come into the church and look up at Jesus. Look up to Jesus and ask him to help you to see who you are. What is your value? What is your worth? You know, when you go to the store, there's price tags on things. If you're scrolling to shop, things cost. You have a value. You have a price tag. You have a worth. And Jesus gave his whole life so that you would never doubt how much we're worth. This is a beautiful, beautiful feast day we celebrate today. And so we ask our Blessed Mother, we ask all the saints to help our hearts and our eyes always to be focused on the cross, because it was a sign of death, but now the cross is the sign of our life.